I am here with Dennis Elohi. And Dennis, what do you currently coach here in St. Thomas and Elgin County?
I am the president of the Express Volleyball Club. And my coaching duties right now include not only the 14U girls Golden Spikes, but also the 12U boys Switchmen team.
So obviously you've been coaching for a while, but how did you first initially get involved in coaching volleyball?
I started coaching almost 30 years ago when I was in high school. And most recently in 2011, the co-founder of the club, Ken Gadsden, came to me and said, Elgin County has a real passion for volleyball. Maybe we should do something. So we collaborated and we created Spike St. Thomas. Then over a course of time, after several years, we had a couple of competitive teams join the OVA and have some success. And St. Thomas Proud, we had some parents come and say, we'd like our own club. Would you possibly consider creating one? So we went from St. Thomas Spike to St. Thomas Express, and we've gone from just one single team to 8 competitive teams and over 200 participants.
So obviously kind of a big job as the head of the whole organization, but what do you personally get out of the experience?
I'm a professional educator, so I love working with youth and seeing them succeed not only academically, but also as a coach. I like to see them active and engaged. And so the satisfaction of seeing so many youngsters play a sport that not only am I passionate about, but that is kind of unique. In a small town like St. Thomas, there are a lot of other options, and to see them playing volleyball, which has a global following, but is slightly less known in Canada and specifically St. Thomas, I'm really happy and excited about watching the joy on children's faces as they're learning the game and becoming really proficient at it.
And obviously with the good comes the bad. So do you have any personal challenges that you experience when coaching?
Truly the biggest concern that I have is how are we going to accommodate the needs of the students, because the groundswell of this sport in St. Thomas is overwhelming, and finding willing and qualified coaches is often a difficult thing. Now, we're willing to train coaches as long as they're willing to give up their time, but our biggest challenge right now is our success.
And then I guess building on that, what would your advice be for someone maybe interested in becoming not only a volleyball coach, but just a coach in general?
Do it. It's so rewarding. And oftentimes a lot of the press that coaches get is very negative, but it's such a rewarding opportunity. The motto of the club is joy and technique. And when you watch grade one boys and girls touch the ball for their first time and make their first spike or make their first successful pass, or even just get a high five from our red shirts, then you watch them grow up. We have our 14U Golden Spikes team, the one that I coach. They started in grade one. So to see them now 7 years later in grade eight, the skill and the passion and the athleticism, it's just so rewarding.
And then obviously you mentioned a few big things, such as the creation of St. Thomas's Volleyball League. But what would you personally say it is an accomplishment you're most proud of as a coach?
I've had all sorts of accolades. I've won awards. I've won gold medals. I've been recognized by the OVA as a leader. I've won all sorts of things. The city of St. Thomas recognized me. But perhaps as cliche as it sounds, I'm just so proud of the fact that a legacy that will be left behind is that St. Thomas has a volleyball club full of fantastic volunteers, amazing parents who support us, and obviously the most important thing is the children that play it and will for generations to come.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate you taking time and would like to congratulate you on being named one of our Hooray for Coaches Day.